Hello, hello. This is an absolute creation coming at you for a second time. Yes, I do appreciate all of those responses that I got, and I am trying to talk closer to the microphone this time and watch it come out just as bad because it's too loud. That would be ironic. Anyways, I want to have this podcast as an extension from my previous podcast because after I listened back to it, because I wanted to stroke my ego, it's kind of awkward. It's even weird if I just said just kidding because, you know, I'm over analytical, I believe. Like, now I've stumbled into the black hole of that very arrogant statement, and I can't pull myself out of it to get you guys to believe that I was just kidding. Anyway, we'll move on and hope that you guys don't paint me too hard into that stain. Either way, let's jump to the point. The point is the extension of the last podcast. And I must say that as I read or listened back to it, I had so many other, you know, addendums that I wanted to add, so many other things I wanted to say. And at this moment, I don't take notes. I don't have an outline of what I want to say. I just kind of go with the flow, kind of like one of my favorite comedians, Mitch Hedberg. If you guys don't know him, passed away a few years ago from a drug overdose. But don't hold that against him, and let's hope the afterlife doesn't either. Either way, he, if you're not familiar with any of his work, I'll give you, you know, a couple of random tidbits. He used to fly off the seat of his pants. He would say things like, "Well, I'm wearing a belt today to hold up my pants," and then I realize that I have loops holding my belt up, and I'm thinking, "What the hell's going on down there? Who's the real hero?" He'd say things like, "Rice is really good when you want 2,000 of the same thing." What else would he say? One of my personal favorites, he'd say, "Listen, I love it when these bass fishing shows, they'd catch the fish and they'd never eat it. They'd always let it go. They don't want to eat it, but they do want to make it late for something." So when that fish goes back to his friend, he's like, "Where have you been?" The fish is like, "I was caught." The friend's like, "I do not believe you, for you must show me your lip." Those kind of things are kind of funny. Either way, let's move on to the subject matter. And that is attention deficit disorder, what I am proving to you guys, because I cannot hold a train of thought. Could be the glass of Merlot I just drank. Could be the euphoric feeling I have for negotiating a PAC system for our imaging center today and negotiating so harsh that I got $18,000 knocked off the regular quote price. You know what's funny is I was thinking as I'm stroking my ego, they probably added $18,000 onto what they were originally going to quote just so they could make me look like I felt good. Man, I need to reassess today. Either way, all right, spiritual shades of gray was what we were talking about. But my last point I want to say to spiritual shades of gray is if someone wants to continue being spiritual, kind of like when you ride a bike, everybody says, you know, if you ride a bike, you're never ever going to forget how to ride a bike. Well, I think spirituality is completely, completely the opposite of that. I think Earth and its template, its rules and regulations, its laws, it almost has the ability to smother you. It's like if you don't keep pushing forward, that pressure, that gravity is going to continue and continue to bear down on you. And within that, you know, overbearing, momentum, you pull away from things that are true, you know. So my thing is if you want, just like anything in life, you know, complacency will kill you. You have to keep pushing. So how do you keep pushing spirit? You have to have subject matter in your life around you all day long that has something to do with spirituality in your spirit. Because if you don't think about it, you don't talk about it, you don't discern about it, you know, you're not going to be it. You are what you think. And that's the most relevant thing I could possibly say to you. You are what you think. And another little point to say to that statement: the more you think about a thought, the heavier that thought gets in your head. And so that just indicates that if you think about something too much, it's going to take over everything and probably blow you crazy. So it's important to note, keep those little random thoughts in your head positive. And if you don't dwell on anything, because you're going to blow it up, you know that. So bear with me. Remain spiritual. Think about it. Keep it poignant in your life, and perhaps that avenue to heaven, that stairway to heaven, will open up, and those those stairs will start manifesting. So I will end with, I want to appreciate everybody listening. This is an absolute creation. I'm sorry about the slow start and not getting to my point fast enough, but I saw a lot of fireworks last night and they were cool. I hope everybody had a good 4th. I hope everybody's doing cool things, being safe, and I will meet you later. Good night. Good luck, and everything else that has anything to do with good. All right, peace out.